PJ Frederick, you're standing here holding one end of a banner. What does your banner say?
It says, Release Bradley Manning.
And we're in front of the Fort Meade military base where Bradley Manning is being tried by a military court. You were just saying that you're not from Washington. Where are you from?
I am from Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, which is in central Pennsylvania near Penn State University, about a 3-hour drive from here.
So what made you come down?
This is my second time. What made me come down is that I am in fear of the direction that the United States of America is heading. I believe that we are becoming a police state. I believe that people who stand up and dare to tell the truth at their own personal grief, at their own personal injury, such as Bradley Manning, they get arrested, they get thrown in jail, they get tortured, they go to court. It's a closed military court where nobody can hear anything unless you happen to be one of the few lucky people standing in line and being able to get into the court. It is unjust. It is undemocratic. It upsets me on so many levels because I believe that we are becoming very fast, going over the edge of being owned and operated by the military-industrial complex, by the corporate complex. Corporations own and operate all of us. Bradley Manning does not have the rights of human beings, but corporations do. Bradley Manning cannot do his military and his human responsibility and let the rest of the citizens know the atrocities that our government and our military and our corporations are visiting upon everybody on earth, not just Americans. I think that when we have these kinds of responses to whistleblowers, and there have been all of the whistleblowers, the last what? I don't even know the number, 8, 10, 12, everybody in corporations, in private industry, in the military, in the government, every single one of them who came forth under their consciences to say something is terribly wrong here. Every whistleblower, the last so many, every single one, have lost their jobs, have been called to court, have been mistreated, found guilty. Nothing happens to the wrongdoers. And the whistleblowers, the good guys, the ones who are trying to tell those who will open their ears and their heads and their hearts to listen, that there is something wholly amiss in America. And we ignore it because the mainstream media, the lamestream media, whatever you want to call it, the network news, the cable news, all of it. Who advertises for them? The big oil companies, the big gas companies, the big pharmaceutical companies, the big insurance companies. Are they going to stand up and tell the truth? Because the truth and the crux of the truth lies in what corporations are doing to us. And we never hear the truth because, as I said before, they own and operate all of us. If Bradley Manning is found guilty of espionage, which with all of the evidence that has been shown, that seems so unlikely to me, but you never know. But if that happens, I think it will be a dark, dark day for America, for humanity, for the world, for democracy, for truth, for justice.
Do you see any hope for your country?
At this point, I have to admit, I am an optimist, but I am a realist. And I believe that if more people do not seek and find authentic truth, that we have very little hope, because this trial for Bradley Manning is such an important moment in our history. It can change everything, and it will set a precedent for anybody who speaks the truth, who tells the truth, who follows his conscience, who follows really military law, which says if you see something amiss, something wrong, atrocities, you must report it. And then those who have the nerve to report it do, and this is what happens. He may be in jail for the rest of his life for standing up at age 21 and speaking truth to power. So I have a peace sign I'm wearing here. It has been around my neck since 1969. And when I was young and in college and idealistic, I truly believed that hope was everywhere, change was everywhere, people were involved in every sort and kind of movement across the campuses and the back roads and the cities of the United States of America. And I thought, at last, I was very young. I didn't really know my history very well, but I went to a peace march at Penn State University. You know, there were long-haired, beaded, wearing bearded hippie professors, and one got up and spoke, and he went on and on and on about what we were doing in Vietnam. All I knew was that people were being maimed and murdered and infrastructure being blown up. All I knew was that it was wrong. And I listened to him, and I didn't really get the gist of everything. I didn't understand everything, but I knew at that moment that he was right, and that I wanted to stand with him and his ilk, because we are supposed to be a humanitarian nation. We are supposed to be democratic. We are supposed to be peaceful. We are told all the time that we are exceptional, which we are absolutely not. We are no more exceptional than every single starving person walking across the globe, eking out something to eat and a productive life. We are all equally exceptional because we are all equally human beings. I want to keep hope in my heart. I always have it, but I absolutely am as certain as a human being can be that we shall never, during my lifetime, have peace on earth. And it's very disconcerting to me because it's so easy and it's so needed. And it's so good.